This is Jay Sekulow. A major terrorist attack in India and the defamation of religion issue in the UN.
A resolution like this passes, I mean, what these missionaries do is it's already very dangerous and it's very high risk to be in these countries.
Basically criminalize the proclamation of the gospel, giving special protection to Islam.
Under the defamation of religion, like you said, this kind of resolution, this would give these countries who already are human rights violators the ability to prosecute people criminally, which in a lot of these countries would mean death.
This institutional protection for Islam against every other religious group. I mean, it's that significant.
Because they proclaimed a gospel message that didn't agree with Islam.
It's dangerous for the proclamation of the gospel because this is basically an attempt to get into UN law and ultimately into member state law a protection of Islam that wouldn't be offered to Christianity and make what your relatives and friends and family are doing in Africa illegal.
Which in a lot of these countries would mean death.
And not only illegal, punishable by sanction from the UN, by member states of the UN.
And that's just the truth of the matter. Under a UN resolution, they could criminally punish people without violating any kind of human rights.
We should not allow institutions to criminalize, under the guise of tolerance, the proclamation of the gospel.
The ability to prosecute people criminally, which in a lot of these countries would mean death, because they proclaimed a gospel message that didn't agree with Islam.
Well, in light of the weekend events and what took place right around Thanksgiving, the horrible events in Mumbai, India, we are updoing and updating our efforts in Washington and, of course, in the United Nations and around the globe on this issue of the defamation of religion. It ties into a global jihad, and we saw it come out full forth in India, especially. Look at the nature of the attacks there. What are called soft targets, those are targets like the hotels, the Taj, very famous hotel, very well-respected hotel. And then, of course, the Chabad Lubavitch Center, which is a Jewish center, serving a very small, mostly a tourist community of Jews that are going to India to visit. And they have this Chabad Center. And, of course, all of the people in that Chabad Center were also assassinated, murdered, killed by Islamic terrorists. Now, at the very same time that this is going on, folks, the organization of the Islamic Conference is moving forward with their defamation of religion issue, and this is the General Assembly resolution they want. But we've got some very positive developments, and we're looking to our very positive outcome around December 15th through 20th at a major General Assembly meeting in New York. But it goes to show you, and I want to underscore this for everyone, this issue of Islam trying to impact and globalize their message is reaching not only the halls of UN in political circles, but with the terrorists in India. And believe me, that was a message to all of us. Our phone lines are open for you, 1-800-684-3110. How big do you see the threat of Islam to democracy, freedom, liberty, national security? 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, we've got some very positive developments, though, on the UN front. We'll get Drew Ryan in a moment, but some very positive developments. But problems coming out of Egypt as well, folks, for the Coptic Christians there.
That's right. It seems like every day there's a new story about the Coptic Christians, a large Christian community within Egypt, one of the oldest Christian communities in the world, really since the beginning of Christ and the beginning of the mission work of the apostles. But again, this community has been targeted by, things like riots, burning downs of churches, killing monks who have been killed, monks who have been tortured, and of course no prosecutions being made. And that's really the key in these countries, is that there's not even any recourse. There is no retribution. There is no court action for those who take part in these activities. They are not prosecuted, whether they burn a church down, kill a monk, or torture a family.
Yeah, this is an outrage that's happening across the all of course, the Middle East and now into Europe. And this is a huge issue, folks. Let me tell you what we've done. We've got, everybody's going to want to call for this. We put together a very special offer for you. This is something that we have not done before. We've got a two-hour DVD special on Israel, the Middle East, and Islam. And we're making that available to you absolutely free. We want to get this DVD in the hands of as many people as we can. We also want you to stand up against the defamation of religion, the organization of the Islamic Conference, and stand for religious freedom so that we can continue to see this victory that we're going to talk about after the break. But everybody that wants this DVD and to sign on to this resolution, we need your help right now. Here's the phone number. Everyone that's listening is going to want to get this. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We'll give you the DVD. You also sign up to stand with us in fighting this defamation of religion action. But get that DVD absolutely free. 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
Christian persecution. It's happening with greater frequency around the world. Now the Organization of the Islamic Conference at the United Nations is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak out about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death.
Basically criminalize the proclamation of the gospel, giving special protection to Islam.
Now you can help. Send a message to the UN General Assembly as a critical vote approaches. Sign on to the ACLJ petition opposing this anti-Christian resolution. And if you add your name today, we'll send you the ACLJ's DVD on Israel, a special look at the Holy Land, free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And stand up to protect the Christian faith. As we prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus, the American Center for Law and Justice wants to share with you one of the most inspiring and life-changing places in the world, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We put together a very dynamic DVD special on Israel, and I want to send it to you.
It's a powerful behind-the-scenes look at a nation that means so much to Christians.
It shows you the work we're doing there. It gives you a behind-the-scenes look as to what's going on. It takes you to a number of the historic sites, interviews with some of the leading government officials in Israel.
And now you can get this two-hour DVD presentation on the Holy Land free of charge, the ACLJ's Christmas gift to you. Call now, 1-877-989-2255.
I want to encourage you to call the number right now and let this be our gift to you.
That's 1-877-989-2255. Celebrate the birth of Jesus this year with an extraordinary look at the Holy Land.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey everybody, our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We've got a very special offer for you, and I'll talk about timely. Obviously, we didn't know the events would be unfolding like they did this past 4 days, but we put together a four-part special that we shot in Israel, and it deals with Israel, gives you a behind-the-scene look, not only at the holy sites, but also the conflict with Islam, the growing threat of Islamization, and what does it mean for freedom and democracy. And we put this together as a video special, a DVD special, and we want to make it available to you. We also want to encourage you, and folks, I'm going to announce in just a moment a significant victory that we had last week at the United Nations, but I want to encourage everyone to call in and get this DVD. We're going to send it to you free, and also I want you to call in and sign your name to stand with us against this defamation of religion, against this organization of the Islamic Conference. We need you to stand with us. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can call, get the DVD. We'll send it to you free. You can also sign up and stand with us at the United Nations, again, on this organization of the Islamic Conference, standing up against them. It's 1-877-989-2255. Now, let me give you a big victory report. Now, we've got a ways to go yet because we've got the General Assembly vote. But for the first time, after many, many years of kind of a steamrolling effect where the Organization of the Islamic Conference has continued to increase its support for their defamation of religion, we went to work on this aggressively. Our lawyers in Strasbourg, our legal staff, and our government affairs team in Washington, D.C., been to Geneva, been to New York on multiple occasions. Drew Ryan heads up our office in Washington, D.C., our government affairs office. And Drew, we had a major victory with this vote just last week.
Right, Jay. In fact, it was the third committee vote, which is the first step before the General Assembly vote. And for the first time ever, the noes and abstentions. Now, for our listeners, we're clear, an abstention at the UN is basically a soft no. For the first time, the noes and the abstentions outweighed the yeses. In fact, it was 85 yeses in favor of the resolution and 92 noes and abstentions against it. That is a big victory. In fact, Jay, I can report to you that several of the countries that we personally went up and met with changed their vote in favor of the resolution to abstaining from voting for it. Now, what that means, Jay, is there are a lot of countries out there that are beginning to have second thoughts about what this resolution actually does. That was the argument we were making to them. Now, looking ahead very quickly, we think there's going to be a vote sometime during the week of December 15th in the General Assembly. So we're going back to work, doing our homework, finding countries that we need to, one, firm up, and then also countries that we feel we have a chance to turn their votes from in favor of the resolution to at least abstaining from it during the General Assembly vote.
And what this means is we're increasingly seeing, and this is the goal here, folks, is that the only groups that are going to be supporting this, the only countries that will be supporting it, this is the goal, will be the Organization of the Islamic Conference. Now, Jordan, that's a big group inside the UN, but if we just get it down to them, that's going to be a big victory.
It is. It's the second biggest intergovernmental organization in the world, so that's only second to the United Nations, which is really a coalition within the UN. But to give you an example, the U.S. actually has an envoy to the Organization of the Islamic Conference, so our government does. That's how big. And, of course, it's diverse. There are people that don't always agree, but it includes some of the worst human rights offenders in the world, countries like Somalia, who are engaged in the current situation with the pirating, countries like the Sudan, which, of course, everyone knows about the situation in Darfur, and the list goes on. Saudi Arabia, which I think executes the third most people in the world. Based on their population, that's huge. And, of course, many of those, not for criminal crimes that could be given to death penalty here in the United States, but things like apostasy, leaving Islam for another faith, or turning against Islam. It's always Islam. And in this resolution, Dad, is very interesting. Never is another religion mentioned. Not one time. In fact, what they did was, when they proposed this the second time, they took out some of the mentions to Islam, so it wasn't there as much. But there's not an example of another religion.
Yeah, I'm going to ask this question to everybody that's listening right now. How big do you see this threat with this events, especially this last weekend, targeting both Americans, Brits, and Jews in India? How big of a threat do you see radical Islam? And do you see that you don't hear much of the moderate voices even speaking out on this? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. How big of a threat do you see Islam, especially as we're in the Christmas season? How big of a threat do you see is this? 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's on our phones?
Joe's calling from Washington on line one. Joe, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I have a question and a comment. First of all, the comment, I think that we need to stop saying radical Islam. I think we're deceiving ourselves. I don't think there's a difference between Islam and radical Islam. But my question
Let me jump in just for a second, then I'll let you ask your question. The reason I use the phrase radical Islam, I'm quoting, because I'm a lawyer, I'm quoting from a Supreme Court opinion where Justice Scalia said America's at war with radical Islamicists. So that's the reason I use the phrase. I understand your position, but I'm just doing it from a legal analysis. Go ahead with your question.
Clarifying
sure,
that.
Sure.
My question is, I've been following this thing, the Treasury Department's training
yep.
on the Sharia law, and how that is the, Sharia law has been slowly being instituted in Great Britain. Are there any checks and balances in our government to prevent Sharia law from being instituted?
We need to be the checks and balances because, of course, in Great Britain, it's a huge problem. But, you know, Drew, this issue came up in the Treasury last week. I know last couple of weeks it's gotten at least notoriety. But the idea that we're training the application of financial law and Sharia law is a troubling development. What is the sense in Washington on this? I can't imagine that Congress is sitting by, although it appears they've got obviously other issues with the economy. What is going on that issue, Drew?
Well, Jay, what's going on right now is it's actually just hitting a lot of people's radar screens. And I tell you what, there are a few of us here in Washington, D.C., that's including members of Congress, who are all of a sudden perking up and going, why are we going down this path? So I think it's something that we're going to hear a lot more over the weeks and months to come. And you know what? I think you're going to see a lot of pushback from several members of Congress saying, no,
yeah,
we're not going down this path.
We need to see it because in Great Britain, it's already becoming the law of the land, Jordan. You've been following that very closely. And this is a real problem. It's not just on financial law. They're setting up a whole domestic relations law, a law of marriage and divorce and family
right.
law to be handled by the Sharia courts.
That's right. First, the inheritance issues and economic family issues, those are already handled by religious courts in the UK, specifically Sharia law courts. But now, issues like divorce, which are really controversial, especially because of the way women are treated and the treatment of women in things like giving evidence, giving testimony in that kind of a setting. For instance, in some of the Islamic law and some of the countries which follow the strict law, a one woman's testimony two women is equal to one man. Things like that, and now you have courts even in the United Kingdom allowing religious leaders to decide who the children should go to, if a divorce should be granted, on
yeah.
what grounds should be granted. So if there's an abuse situation, and it's very troubling, but it keeps getting it seems incrementally, little by little in the UK, more and more of this law ability and judicial ability has been given over to the Islamic courts.
Yeah, really troubling development. They're making a lot of progress there. It looks like we're going to be able to do a checkmate at the United Nations, though, with your help. And by the way, if you want to help us on this defamation of religion issue and this Organization of the Islamic Conference, you call our toll-free number. And I'm going to send you, by the way, this special DVD we put together dealing with this whole issue of Islam, Israel, the Middle East. We've got a two-hour presentation that is really wonderful, and it's available to you. Just call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We'll ship it right out to you. Jordan, who's next?
Roger is calling from New York on line two. Roger, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Roger.
Hey, Mr. Sekulow. First an observation and then a prediction.
Sure.
I live in Brooklyn, and I went into this bookstore once a few years ago, and they had this beautiful picture book of all these treasures of the Holy Sepulchre. As you recall, several years ago, a bunch of terrorists went in there, held everyone hostage, ransacked, looted, stripped everything of value in the place. They were allowed to leave free, scot-free, and it was in return for letting the people there live. Now, I showed this book to a fellow who was next to me just in conversation. I said, look at this. This is terrible. All that stuff, none of it looks like that anymore. And he said, good for them. I said, what do you mean? He said, oh, those Christians, they should do that to them. I said, well, what about this stuff going on Darfur and everything? Oh, they should do that to all those Christians. You see, this guy is exactly the type of people.
Well, this is the, you know, they're because they're trained in these madrasas, they're trained to hate. I mean, that's the fact of the matter. And I mean, you see, listen, look who did this act in Mumbai. It's a group that's affiliated with, that looks like they were finding out now, affiliated with Al-Qaeda, same training camps. Young, you had inside governmental people, it looks like, could be involved in this. There's no definite statement on that yet, but they killed the Homeland Security director. So the ramifications of this, but listen, you're training a generation to hate. And when you train a generation to hate, this is what you're going to get. And what they're trying to do with the United Nations, for everybody to understand this, and I want to be very specific, what they're doing at the United Nations is institutionalized prosecution, if you will, or persecution of anybody but Islamic religious faith. Because under the guise of the defamation of religion, they're going to say if you speak out against Islam, and that's the only religion, just as Jordan said, it's the only religion that's covered. If you speak out against Islam, you're going to be violating this General Assembly resolution. Now, here's the good news, and this is where you come in. We engage in a full court press on this, and for the first time, the abstentions and no votes outweighed the yes votes, so we stopped the train from moving forward. Now, it goes to the General Assembly. We need to hold the positions we have and see if we can add a few more at the same time. So here's what I need everybody to do. It looks like the vote's going to come up between the 15th and the 20th. We've got a petition that's going to the UN, and I need everybody that's listening to me to sign it. I'm also going to send you this DVD on Israel and the Middle East and Islam. It covers all these issues. In fact, it has shots from the Holy Sepulchre in it. So you've got it's got tremendous video that we did live while we're there. I want everybody that's listening to me to go to their phones and get this DVD and sign on to the protest against the Organization of the Islamic Conference. Here's the number everybody needs to call. 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. It's 1-877-989-2255. I'm going to send you a two-hour DVD special on Israel, the Middle East, and Islam, as well as sign on that defamation of religion. It's 1-877-989-2255. Information at aclj.org. Back with more.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 month of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com. Christian persecution. It's happening with greater frequency around the world. Now the Organization of the Islamic Conference at the United Nations is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak out about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death.
Basically criminalize the proclamation of the gospel, giving special protection to Islam.
Now you can help. Send a message to the UN General Assembly as a critical vote approaches. Sign on to the ACLJ petition opposing this anti-Christian resolution. And if you add your name today, we'll send you the ACLJ's DVD on Israel, a special look at the Holy Land, free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And stand up to protect the Christian faith.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. The rising threat of Islam, 1-800-684-3110. Of course, they do this attack in India as we're getting ready now, celebrating the Christmas season, officially really getting underway right after Thanksgiving. Of course, they do the act around Thanksgiving. That's why they're terrorists. They try to terrorize us. But we're going to fight back on this, and we're not going to take their position lying down, and we're not going to just sit there and watch this happen. We're going to take proactive measures both at the United Nations, in Washington, and around the globe. And that's why we've got the ACLJ, our European Center for Law and Justice as well, and our affiliates worldwide to engage on this. How big of a threat do you think it is? Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go right back to the phones.
Lots of calls coming in. You want to talk to us again, 1-800-684-3110. Linda's calling from California on line 6. Linda, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Linda.
First of all, gentlemen, thank you for being the voice of America. Second of all, would you please list the countries that are in the United Nations and are basically voting in favor of this lunacy? And just, America, please boycott your travel to the countries that are against us.
Well, a lot of the countries that are against us, believe me, trust me, you're not traveling to. But there, Linda, you bring up a very good point. There's a large number of them that are deemed moderate. In fact, there's some, Jordan and Drew, there were some were from the Caribbean. Now, a lot of the Caribbean countries actually voted no, but some of them voted yes.
That's exactly right, Jay. In fact, we had a lot of the countries that we went and met with when we were up at the UN about 6 weeks ago were these Latin American and Caribbean countries. Now, Jay, I think it goes back to the fact of the matter that there was a lack of education on this issue. They saw a defamation of religions resolution and thought, hey, we're voting for religious freedom. When we had a chance to sit down with them and explain it, a lot of them changed their votes. Now, another thing that's happening, too, is a lot of these are Catholic countries in Latin America, and we're seeing the Holy See, the Vatican,
the Catholic
put
Church,
a little
right,
more pressure,
Vatican.
Yeah, put a little
yeah,
more pressure
let me ask
on
you
them
this
and say,
also,
we expect this of you.
Yeah, hey, Jordan, also, you were doing some research on this. Venezuela was actually the co-sponsor of this, and they, of course, put a lot of pressure on these countries in the Caribbean because of the oil.
That's right. There's a whole block, and you look at Venezuela, of course, now Russia, the involvement there, that's been in the news, the militaries there working together, China. Russia is an official advisor to the Organization of the Islamic Conference. So many of the countries that we are in a growing standoff with, if you could use that term, and engagements where you've got people like Hugo Chavez and others, and of course the situation in Russia, which seems to be worsening on a daily and weekly basis, these are the countries pushing behind the Organization of the Islamic Conference, who are trying to work with these countries like in the Caribbean, other Latin American countries, who really, one, probably don't understand the full implications of this, because many of the times their populations are 95% and above involved with some kind of Christian denomination, whether it's Protestant or Catholic. But they get oil from these countries. They get special
right.
deals in medical supplies. You know, we visited countries in the Caribbean before where Cuba comes in and flies people for surgeries, and they'll fly the entire families. And so these countries, of course, have they sometimes owe and feel like they owe people like Hugo Chavez and the Russian Federation, Cuba. And these are the countries
right.
that are directly behind this push.
Here's what we need to do, folks. You need to understand, you're not getting this information elsewhere, but we've actually been to these places in the Caribbean and have checked this out. We have met with officials. This is what's going on. And you look at the situation with Venezuela now, with Cuba. You look at the situation in India and Pakistan, and especially the impact that, unfortunately, these terrorists are having, the Islamic terrorists are having. We know what this is. This is global jihad. That's what it is. We've got a very special program for you that we put together, a DVD dealing with it. We shot it all in the Middle East, by the way, in Israel. You'll be at military bases. It's really dynamic. It's in Israel. It talks about the history of the growth of Christianity, but also, of course, the rising threat of Islam. We broadcast from the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. I mean, you really get to see these sites in an incredible way. I need you to go to your phones right now and get this. And I also need you to sign on to our petition against the Organization of the Islamic Conference. So everyone that's listening to me, here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for your voice, to be heard. Now, some big announcements today on the presidential transition team approach. Jordan, what's the latest? We've got a new Secretary of State. No real shock here.
No, that's not a shock, but we can confirm now that the appointments have been made. I'm sure many people have heard Hillary Clinton will be the next Secretary of State. Eric Holder will be the next Attorney General. We've talked about that. Janet Napolitano, who's the governor of Arizona, will be the next Secretary of Homeland Security. And Secretary Gates, who is currently the Secretary of Defense, will remain on, which could signify a sign that the actual Bush policies in Iraq and the new policies that have been implemented since the surge may continue on, which has upset some of Barack Obama's more left supporters who thought he would be bringing it into the war in the next 12 months or within the next year. That looks like that will be extended to more of the Bush strategy, which has been implemented since Gates has been Secretary of Defense. But these appointments have been made. They're now official. Also, another thing announced today by Barack Obama's transition presidential election, president-elect transition team that affects the UN is that he is going to ask that the UN, the representative to the United Nations from the United States, now be elevated again to a official cabinet spot, which is a new change.
Yeah, and that's pretty significant. Now, folks, I want you to understand that this is why we're engaging the UN. You know, I know a lot of you are listening to me and saying, I can't believe the UN and why are they even bothering with it? Well, the fact is, for good or for ill, and oftentimes it's not going our way, you've got to engage where the culture bash is, where the culture conflict is. And if we're going to deal with cultural conversion, if we're going to try to deal with the issues of life, or the sanctity of life, of the family, if we're going to try to deal with the issues of religious freedom, you can't ignore the United Nations. That's why our European Center for Law and Justice is an NGO. That's why Drew and our government affairs team from Washington has been working so aggressively on this defamation of religion issue. But look, it's very significant. I'm going to be broadcasting to you next week from Strasbourg, France. So we're going to be broadcasting live. I'll be in Washington midweek and then off to Strasbourg. So we're going to give you updated reports. You're not getting this information elsewhere. We've got our staff around the globe. Literally, I just got an email from our European Center for Law and Justice Chief Counsel on an information that will break tomorrow, some news there. But let me encourage you to go and get this DVD we've done on Israel and the Middle East. It's phenomenal. It's available to you. Just call our toll-free number and also sign up and stand with us against this organization of the Islamic Conference. That number is 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
Let's go back to the phones right now, folks. Dina is calling from California on line one. Dina, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dina.
I'm a liberal Muslim, and I'm totally pro-freedom of speech. But, you know, how are you supporting freedom of speech when all the radio stations are one-way criticism of Islam? It's not really the true Islam. I mean, people don't understand that the current application of Islam is totally mutilated. Like, back in Islam, it was a very progressive religion. Women proposed marriage. They had their own businesses. They didn't take their husband's name. And even until recently, my grandmother's best friend was Christian. My dad's best friend is Christian. We were totally integrated.
But Dina, let me ask you this. But where do you hear? I did not hear. I watched CNN, CNN International, Fox, but mostly CNN this weekend, all weekend, since this incident happened in India. Where were the moderate Islamic voices? I never heard them. I mean, I'm glad you called and are talking about this, but where are those voices condemning an act of absolute terror where Islamic terrorists came in and killed babies, children, at a Jewish center in India? I mean, where were the voices there?
They do. They condemn that all the time.
Who is they? Dina, who is they?
I'm one of the people, and I send emails to all my friends, and I have...
Well, get your leadership. Get the leadership. I'll put them on the air. Get the leadership to come out and condemn this act. And I appreciate you calling in, Dina. Thank you for calling in. But I'd like to see the leadership do this. Folks, we're out of time here. I want to encourage you to go to your phones right now. We've got just a minute left. Let me encourage you. And I'm glad Dina called, because where are the voices, the moderate voices, so-called, where are they? I don't hear them. We've one caller that called in, but we need the leadership to speak out on this. We put together a very special DVD for you on Israel in the Middle East. You need to have it. It deals with these issues. We go right to the border of Lebanon and Syria. And also, we want you to stand with us against the defamation of religion. Jordan's going to give you the information, folks, but everybody that's listening, call in right now and get this DVD and add your name to this petition against the Islamic Organization Conference.
It is important, folks, in this time of transition in the United States that we take a stand on these issues and get engaged. So call right now. Join this special petition opposing the OIC right now. It's our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the petition online.